Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you got nervous, you heard the song, you thought it wasn't for you?
That wasn't even my song, so I'm like, this is not me.
No, don't worry about that. This is just a test. This is nothing, you know, this is not a live show, nothing. No one's hearing this at all, so. This is just
who
a
is
private.
This? Is this James?
Yeah, this is James.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is James, yeah. Yeah, don't worry about it. I figured that's what happened. Yeah, she probably think it wasn't for her. I said, no, this is something that that was for another show. But I didn't, you couldn't just, I was hoping it didn't play nothing because I didn't want it to play anything. But, let's see who's this here. Let me show who this is. We have someone else on the line. I want to make sure who this is first.
Heaven.
Heaven, maybe. I don't know if he was supposed to be in tonight or not. I know.
No, I don't have this week.
I know, and Dave is supposed to be in. Oh, that's Angela. Hold on 1 second.
It's Angela.
It's Angela Royale. Hold on. Hey, Angie.
Hi.
Hi.
Got this right here.
Hi.
She got nervous. She heard like a different song. She thought she wasn't supposed to be on.
But she's like, wait a minute, what's going on?
Yeah, I hung up, so I was, like, texting Heaven. I'm like, this is not, is this the same number I'm supposed to call in?
Yeah, it's just that I just set up a private show page because it's not a lot, you know, this is not going over the air nine. So it didn't make no sense to put the music and all that because this is just, it's a practice, you know what I mean? And plus, I didn't know what song he played anyway. I didn't know that, I don't even know the name of the song, so.
Some porn star song, Shaking Ass or some shit like that.
Some shit, brown shaking egg, some shit. Well, as long as you like the song, as long as you like it.
I didn't like the song. Like I was like, this is whack. But hey, as long as the fans like it, I don't care.
You should say, hey, well, I could you play a different song? You could do that, you know. Yeah. So we're waiting on in there, right, Angela?
Yeah, I'm texting her now.
I text her like a few minutes ago. So, just want to make sure. I didn't want to start nothing without her. I mean, we got 54 minutes. So, we're good. We probably won't need all that time anyway. Just take a few.
Well, we don't have a co-host.
Yeah, I know. If you had, that's the thing. But see, you're the host, so it's better when that you get a little more training at it, because the co-host is gonna feed off of you. So.
Yeah. She didn't feed off me. She just took reins, and I talked to my publicist, and she's like, "Oh my God, are you serious?" I was like, "Yeah, listen to it, and you'll hear it. It was horrible. The show was freaking horrible."
Yeah, it was, but you'd be surprised how many downloads you got. Trust me, you got a lot of downloads.
Yeah, a lot of people just want to hear my voice.
It's just that what we want to do is, for the next time, we want it, when we see those numbers being up like that, it's because the show's good. You know, not because Desiree was on. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the show itself is great, and then that eventually will happen. You know, it happens with everybody. You know, you just gotta, once you get used to it, you'll be fine. You know, just a matter of just getting used to it.
I had a radio show before. I just need a co-host that just follows suit.
Yeah, because you never hosted a show though before, right?
No, I did. I had my own show on Cyrus Station USA with Marcy Diamond.
Okay, yeah. So.
And she would follow. She would follow anything I said. So, like, yes, it was good. But then, you know, we never really talked over each other. But that was the first time we, like, kind of, like, interact. So I knew it wasn't going to go, like, great. But I thought it was going to go a little bit better than what it did.
Well, it's safe to say that no one saw that coming. No one saw that coming. I didn't think it was going to be like that myself either, to be honest with you. I was just like, oh, wow. So it's just a matter of, I think it'll work with you just getting used to it, and with her, because she definitely is the type that'll just go with what you're saying. Like, she'll take whatever you're saying, and then she'll just run with it. You know what I mean? So I don't see anything. Oh, wait. I think, who's this? There's somebody else. I know it's not, Andrea. This is where I got to play the game now. I got to go on my phone and press the numbers so I see who this is. Five. Ain't nobody I know.
Someone trying to turn into a fake radio show?
Yeah, all this is practice. This is all it is. It's just a practice. So, like, what we'll do is, like I can make believe I'm the co-host, and we just have, a fake scenario where, oh, yeah, we're going to talk about this, that, and the third, and then we go along with it, just getting used to it, and stuff like if a caller calls in, you know, stuff like that. You know, nothing to... It's nothing, you know, it's real simple, really. Nothing, you know. Just get you getting used to how it is on Blog Talk, you know.
Okay.
Because on Blog Talk, basically, like, what I'm doing now, that's your, that doesn't look like, oh, there she is. Okay, here comes in there. Hold on.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Okay. So I heard James explain it. So what we're going to do today, we're just going to do a lot of mock, just you introducing yourself, like kind of getting you comfortable when you're hosting the show. And my idea, Desiree, when I had a personal conversation with you, is you're the host, and I want you to step up. And you. So when we come on Thursday, you, that's your show, take over, jump in there. We don't have to let – Heaven should not have to step in at all, okay? So I want to make it, we give you the opportunity to step up and take control, because what I feel, not trying to be personal, but what I feel from what's going on, it seems like somebody, or like, I don't know if it was your last host or co-host, if somebody hated and they said, you can't do this without me. You know when people do that? Or your show ain't going to be good anyway without me. And I kind of feel that you have to prove yourself to everybody, because they already think you can't do it, okay? So I want you to prove yourself to people and let them know that, look, I can do whatever I want to do. So I just want you to have that confidence. So I didn't really want Karen here tonight because it didn't matter. That's good that she's not, because this is about you, because you're the host. And the co-host kind of just follow along with the host sets up.
Exactly.
Okay? So you're the most important thing right now. So what we want to do is, first what I want to start with, James is going to do a few exercises. I'm going to do a few. So right now, I just want to hear you, when you first come on, you're coming on, this is your show, and the music goes off. You hear the music about to go off when it's fading. You know when it's about to end. You listen for that. You listen to when it's about to end. And when you hear that music go off, I want to hear what you're going to say. This is your show. Just introduce yourself, and let me hear how you introduce yourself and sound.
What I'm going to do is, Inea, I'll play a song for like a few seconds.
Yeah, play like a few seconds and then just fade
and
it.
I'll fade it out.
Fade it out. And then I want to hear you, Desiree, listen for the fade or listen for it's about to go out and let me hear how you will come in. Go ahead, James.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go, Des.
Welcome to the truth.
Wait, let's do it over. Let's do it over. We're going to fade it out quicker, James. Let's do it over. You messed up right there too, Des. When it goes off, when you hear it go off, usually it's going to be a cleaner fade. He's fading it himself. But James, do this because it might not.
Wait, hold on. When you fade
it, don't just turn it to zero. Fade it at like maybe 5 so she can still hear a little bit. But you're going to hear it fade, Des. So when you hear the music, just go down where it's not that loud. Start talking, okay? Introduce yourself. Okay, go ahead. Do it again.
Okay. Welcome to the Truth Fund, back where you get nothing but the truth about the adult industry and trending topics. Hi, I'm Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boozilla. My co-host, Karen Fisher, will not be joining us this week. She's soaking up this week.
That was so much. Oh, my gosh, that was really good.
Oh,
and
hell
this time, turn it off, James. This time when you do, that was good, too. I like how you sound. This time when you do it, Des, think of this. Your show is a party show. When they call into it, you're a porn star. So you're fun. They already think you're fun, you're exciting, you're wild. Like, what's up, you guys? Hey, this is Desiree, DeLuca. Welcome to Truth Front to Back. You know, just show this is a party. So imagine the song you're going to play on the show, upbeat, fun. So kind of do that. Let me hear you. So do it again, James.
Okay, watch this. I got better song to play, so hold on.
Okay.
There we go. More upbeat.
The best. The next, you my ex. I swear you tried me on purpose. I swear we need a ref. But baby, I am a champion. Lay back, I'll ease all the stress.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Truth Front and Back, where you get nothing but the truth about the adult industry and trending topics. Hi, guys. I'm Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boozilla, and my co-host Karen Fisher will not be joining us this week.
Yes, I love it. That's good. No.
Yes.
Did you hear the difference, Des? Do you hear, like, the difference, what we're talking about? Like, you sound like you're in it. Because, like, if you listen to your last show, this is you, Des. You was like, hey, everybody. I'm Des. When people tune into you, they follow you on Twitter. They see your pictures. They love you. But they get to hear how you sound. So we want to make sure you translate the right thing. Don't make them think you're boring. Make them know that you are exciting, you have fun, it's a party. You get what I'm saying? So if that's how you come up. I love. So do you feel a difference, like a little bit? Like,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. James, you have another exercise you want to do?
Another intro?
Another do another intro, but this time we're gonna do like we're taking a break. So Des, we're gonna play a song after you announce the song. James, give me a song title.
Okay, let's see. Let's go with
play Alana Evans, because since you play her.
Oh, Alana Evans. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me get that.
What do you mean I announce? I go. What do you mean I announce the first break?
Yeah. So what you're gonna be during your show? We sent over a list of songs, so I don't know if you got them, but this week you're going to have them. So, like,
okay.
The songs that we play, you'll have them already in front of you. So you'll be like, we're going to take a break, but next up we got Alana Evans. This song, we're about to take a break, Alana Evans. Here's Alana Evans, perfect. And then you got, it'll just start playing. Your producer already queued it up. So.
Yeah.
So what I want you to say is, we'll be right back. We're gonna take a break right now, but here's Alana Evans with Perfect Dollhouse Radio. You get what I'm saying?
We're gonna take a break right now. What did you say?
Write down the name. Can you write down the name so you can have it in front of you? Alana Evans. Her name is Alana Evans, the porn star girl. Alana Evans. And the song is called Perfect.
Oh, Alana Evans. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. So just say, we're going to take a break right now.
So I'm going to say we're going to take a break right now, but you're going to listen to Alana Evans' Perfect?
Yes. Next up,
okay.
We have Alana Evans' Perfect. We'll be right back, Dollhouse Radio.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Just try it. See how it feels.
Okay, so we're going to take a break right now. Next up is Alana Evans, Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, how's we do?
James, can you play the song? Play the song. So do it again. That was perfect.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, that was perfect, Desiree, so do it again.
No pun intended.
We're going to take a...
All right, I'll shut up. Go ahead.
Hey, do we have to put you in school, James?
No, I was just saying. I'm just saying you said that was perfect, and that's the name of the song. You know, I'm just saying. All right, go ahead. About that, no pun intended. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a few announcements, or we're going to take a short break. We're going to take a short break. Next up, Alana Evans, Perfect, on Dollhouse Radio.
Do you see how that felt? Like you were smiling, you were laughing. It was funny. I just thought that felt good. It was good for me. Did you like it, James?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. And, I unintentionally loosened her up there.
Right. But you know what, Des? When you do your show, always think, I don't know who listening to this show right now. That's how I always think. And the reason why I say that is one night we were on air, and that night, after the show, we got a call for one of my friends that worked for Bad Boy, and he was like, I had puff listening to y'all's show. But look, that night we was talking about him, too. It was so funny because we always make jokes. But he was laughing. But you never know who's going to be tuned into your show. You never know who's listening to you. So what I want, because ABN and like, right now you're still in porn, we want to give nobody no room to talk shit. We want them to, when they talk about you, that show is so dope, Des. Oh, my gosh. We want you on this show now. We want you to get other jobs from this. That's where I'm going. I want you to be able to, like, this is something else you can do, and you can get paid for it, okay?
Right.
So that's why we're even taking the time right now. We didn't think that it could work. We wouldn't take the time out to do this. And I just think that I'm rooting for you because I know there's people out there that's not rooting for you, and they probably hope that your shit didn't do good, you know, on your first night. But who cares? The first night was a test, and it was something that you was nervous at the time, but guess what? This week, you're going to be good. You're going to come in there, have your little drink, and take them by storm.
I said I'll have plenty of Jack with me.
Yes, and just have fun. I just want you to relate with the so people when they tune into True Friends and Back, give them what the show is. It's true. That means everything y'all talking about, it's like it's the truth. Like it's true. I'm not sugarcoating it. I just see that show being a fun. We laughing. Y'all talking about people, and it's fun. And you giving people knowledge of the industry at the same time. I think it could really be hot. So yeah. I just want to work on. So next we'll do.
How about I was gonna say. Well, this could be the same thing when she usually does the announcements. You know, okay, before we start the show off, let's get into this, these Dollhouse of Radio announcements, da-da-da. Then when we come right back, we get a show started, ba-ba-ba, you know. Go ahead, then ba-ba-ba, you know.
So what we're going to do is we play the announcements that every, 10 minutes, after you've been on for 10 minutes, 10 minutes of the hour, you're going to play your announcements for the week, okay? So, and don't worry, all this, what we're going to do, we're going to prepare this for you. So you're going to have your song list in front of you. You're going to have your everything you need to do. So don't worry. You're going to be prepared, okay, on Thursday.
Okay.
So you'll have all this stuff. Don't worry about it. But Angela does the announcements. So what you'll do is when that, I think y'all on 11:40 come, when you see 11:39 coming, just be like, okay, we're going to take a quick break. Your producer follows you, too. That's another thing I want you to know. So when you cue him up minutes before, he's looking for your songs, and he's the one following you. So you're the main thing of the show. So just to let you know that. Everybody's listening to see what Dez is saying. So you have to say, you'll look and say, oh, shoot, it's 11:39, 11:38. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We got announcements coming up next. Angela, take it away. Dollhouse Radio, we'll be back. You get what I'm saying? It's just simple, just like that. And your announcements are just
I listened to a couple Dollhouse radios, shows. So I kind of, they didn't announce Angela. I don't mind announcing her. Is that something you need to do or?
No. You don't, everybody's going to do it different. I just did it like that in case that's what you want to do. But you don't have to do that.
We
you
do that to make
say,
Angela feel good.
Everybody does it. I think she's the only one that says it, too. Oh, God. So you don't have to do that. You can be like, we're going to play the announcement. We got some Dollhouse Radio announcements coming up next. We'll be right back. That's all you can. You can say that, you know.
Yeah.
So let's do a test of that. Give me that. So we're going to queue up the announcements, James, for me?
Yeah, it's all ready. All she got to do is just do her part, and I'm all ready.
Well, I know what I want to say. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Right,
so,
cool.
And act.
So we are going to pay some bills. After we come back, we will get into some topics. But first, some sexy announcements from Angela Royal from Dollhouse Radio. You are listening to the Truth Friends back on Dollhouse Radio.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, home of the indie artist and the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to...
That was perfect. I'm sitting over here super proud. James, do you feel like she just is just so good? Oh God.
Oh yeah. Okay. Please. It's like 9 days.
I just want you. I don't. If somebody said something to you where you just felt like, are you just nervous? I just want you to come with it, and every week just get better and better. Where just be confident, and this is what you do. Now you're not just a porn star. You are more than that. You get
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? Show people, now you get to show them who you are, that you can sit down and have a conversation. And you know what? I don't care. I can tell, I just want you to be you. Like, you know, so whatever you guys want to do on the show, I want you to feel comfortable. I don't want to pressure you to do stuff. But whatever you choose to do, I want you to own it. Do you get what I'm saying? I want you to be confident in it and make it big and go big with it and be great. because we got too much attention. You guys got a lot of archives. When we went back the next day, you guys have hundreds of archives, and that's on only a day, okay?
Yep.
And that's not unusual because Dollhouse Radio sometimes can accumulate thousands. But you guys, for a new show, hundreds. I'm very proud. So, but see, we need people to come when you're good.
Exactly.
See, now they heard something else, and we don't want them talking shit about you. We want them to hear something else, so we need them to come back. Because this week, this is Desiree. You get what I'm saying? So I'm just letting you know, y'all did good. It was good. But now we want people to hear the real show. It's fun. So give me another one, Des, like when you introduced, when you're just coming on after. So give me an intro, James, when you first come on, like, on your show and you introduce yourself. So go ahead, James.
So like in the beginning?
Beginning?
Yeah, it's like a beginning of the show. Okay, hold on one second. Let me find something real quick.
Okay.
I'm trying to find something that I'm familiar with.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, okay, wait. I think I like this one. I think I know this one. Yeah, I'll do it.
Boy, you want to play something?
I'm going to play this.
Oh, okay. Hey guys, welcome to the Truth Front and Back, where you get nothing but the truth about the adult industry and trending topics. Hi, I'm Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boozilla, and my co-host Cam Fisher is not with us this week. She is soaking up the sun in Tahiti. That was better. Do it one more time, Des. Do it one more time.
Yeah, I was going to, you know, can I add a little something? Like
what?
Like what you did was good. No, that what you did was good. When after you said what you just said, you go like, you know, the number to call in is 646-595-4038. Make sure you press 1 if you want to ask a question or comment. The chat room is open. We're gonna get things started. Blah blah blah. And then you know whatever you have to talk about at the beginning, you know, when that's when you go on the line on live. But if you do that. After what you just said, you know, the phone number, about the chat room, make sure, you know, people know right away what's going on. Like, yeah, you could call in, you know, press 1 to talk so they know that to notify the producer that there's a caller on waiting and the chat room's open. So there's a lot of outlets for the callers and for your fans to get in, you know, be participating with the show. So I think that would be good if you say it like that. But what you said was perfect. That was good. That was good. That was really good.
I'm going to move to some interview stuff. I'm going to ask, me and James are going to be a guest, separate guests. I'm going to be the first guest, okay? And
cool.
What I want to do with you is when you have a guest on, take down in your notes, always research. I don't care who they are. They could be the B-list or D-list star, whoever they are, porn star, you don't know nothing about them. If you know them, still research all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Always research your guests because, see, now you can get better questions because you can bring up stuff that they forgot about. You can be like, because, see, that's one thing I know I learned from Wendy Williams and I learned from Howard Stern is that you always research because when you sit that person down, they're going to be, like, impressed or they're going to be really caught off guard that how the hell did she know that? Because that's a good host because she knows what she's talking about. She knows things about this person. So that's what I would tell you. So my thing is, okay, I'm going to be your guest, okay? And I'm coming on as India the Porn Star. Just ask me basic questions, though. You don't have to do whatever. But I'm just telling you for pointers, always research, okay? Okay,
right.
So I'm going to come on.
You're coming on as yourself?
Yeah, I'm coming on as myself. And just basically, just introduce, set it up and say, Okay, we have, now we're going to bring in our guest for the night, like however you want to do it. We have him just say my name and then just welcome me to the show and just go, just shoot off one or two questions.
Okay, so hold on, let me see, where are we? Okay.
Okay, start whenever you're ready.
So, according to, just so I know, like, according to the timeline, it says you say the number and press 1, and you're listening, and then it goes to a music break, and then you come back.
Wait, what is that?
No, what I was saying is, like, what you just did earlier, when you say, you know, welcome to the show, blah, 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 and when you finish saying, like you say, if the co-host is there or not, after that you would say, the number to call in is blah, 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 you know, the chat room's open, all right, let's have some fun, let's get right to it, you horny bastards, or whatever you want to go, you know, to have fun with it, you know, just go wild, because it's that type of show. You know, have it where, wow, okay, homegirl, you know, okay, this sounds different. This sounds exciting. You know, something like that. Then you get into it. So, oh, Karen, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. You know, after you do all those, all that stuff.
According to the timeline, it's not until after the first break is announced or the first music break. So I'm just, like, at any time I can mention that number. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. What you could do is, like, when you first come on, after you did that intro, which you just did, which was good, that was really good, you could talk about the phone number after that, and then, you know, the chat room is open, da-da-da, and then you go into talking to Karen, or if Karen's not there, you just start talking, like, whatever you have, what's on your list, and then within the next 10 minutes, the Dollhouse Radio announcements will come. You know, Heaven will definitely let you know, he'll say, oh, okay, the announcements are coming up. You know, he'll let you know, trust me. He'll let you know, like, oh, okay, it's 10 minutes after. All right, bring him about the Dollhouse Radio announcements, and he'll play it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like we did before. And then when you come back, you'll be like, hey, welcome back, you sexy motherfuckers. It's me, Desiree. You know, I'm here by myself. But that's okay, because I'm here with y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have fun tonight. We have so-and-so coming on, like, in another, like, 15 minutes. But first, we're going to talk about what's going on in the porn industry, blah, blah, you know, stuff like that. Whatever you got on your format, you just go with there, okay. You know. And Heaven will let you know when there's a break coming up. You know, he'll let you know instant message or on the text. So don't worry about that.
You guys have to hook up to instant messenger. I didn't tell you that, but that's something very important, because that's something which you and your producer are going to need to know. That's how you guys communicate, okay? So on your Gmail, it's a thing where you can talk back and forth. Have you ever used that on Gmail? It's like an instant messenger on Gmail.
Hangout or something?
Huh?
Is it called Hangout? Because I have Android.
Not Hangout. No, that's the video. James, are you on Gmail right now, Desiree?
I'm on Gmail. I'll log into my email.
Well, what we'll do is we'll send you an instant message. What we'll do is before your show on Thursday, okay? I'll know you'll be on, like, will you be by your computer? You need to be by your computer on Thursday.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll
11 o'clock your time, we're going to send you a message. James, send her a message.
Mm-hmm.
So we can, or somebody will send you a message, and all you do is accept it. You can accept the person. And you just click on the button, and then all of a sudden you can see each other's messages. It's just like a text on your computer.
Okay.
It pops up. So what happens is you and Heaven need to be on there. So what happens is you'll be, like, about to go to break. So he already know, you know, that's how we communicate on here. Because a lot of times, say, you might be, like, behind schedule. So Heaven just say, hey, go to break. You know, so it pops up on your screen and you already know. So you're not on air, like, are we going to take a break? So you kind of, like, he gives you warning, you give him a warning on the instant messenger. It's on your Gmail, like, literally, you don't do nothing but accept him as a friend, and it pops up, whatever he's saying. Okay?
Okay.
So it's really simple. Any other ones you want to do, James?
Like, we didn't get a chance to do, like, the interview, like, her interviewing somebody, you know, like interacting, like, you know, like, let's
just
say.
Well, let her do you first. Let her do you.
Oh, me? Oh, okay. All right, so just make believe. just make believe I'm like somebody. Let's see, like I'm a upcoming male performer in the adult industry or something, you know, like, you know, something like that.
Okay.
And then you just hey, we're here with Big Ben here or whatever, I don't know. You just go with that. Hey, how you doing? And blah blah blah. Then you go from there. Just think of a question, because you know I'm a fictional character, so it doesn't matter. So just you just start off with it. Oh, on the line with us is so and so, and he's a upcoming porn star. Blah blah blah. So hey, so and so, how you doing? And then I'll say hello, whatever. You take it from there.
You're a guest, or you're just a caller?
I'm a guest.
Okay, so I come back and say, hey, welcome to Dollhouse Radio. We have on the line Zhang Shlong.
Hey. What's up? How you doing? How's everything? Wow, this is a great show. True front to back, right? This is cool. How you doing?
I'm actually, thanks for joining us on Dollhouse Radio. So
yeah.
I hear that
go ahead.
You're new to the industry.
Wait, I want to stop you real quick, Desiree. You know, something I observed when you're talking about the show, you sound like you don't know which station you are. Be confident. Be like, true from the back on Dollhouse Radio. Like, I think it's something that's going to come normal because we
that'll come
say
naturally.
It all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it sounds like sometimes you, like, did I say it right? Put it in front of you so you see it big as day. Dollhouse Radio, true from the back. You know your show name, so just sound like you know. Like you know exactly where you at. Go ahead, you guys keep going.
So I hear that you're new in the industry.
Yes, I am. Yes, I actually have. I just started like about a few months ago. I already done like about 30 movies. It's something. What's that? I'm sorry.
You said you've done 30 movies.
Yeah, I've done 30 movies. I've become, you know, so it's a really, it's unbelievable because I just started not even like 6 months ago. And already I've done, like, 30 movies, and it's an unbelievable experience. Like, I didn't expect this
That's
to be
awesome,
this fast.
Man. You've done 30 movies, and we've never, like met or encountered, or, like, I've never seen you on my roster, the people talk.
Yeah, I know. It's fascinating. You know, it's funny you just bring that up, because I was just speaking to my manager, and when I found out when your publicist told me about this show, I saw your name on there. Desiree. I said, I know Desiree. I would love to work with her. I guess our paths haven't met, because I would love to work with you.
So, how big is your cock?
Well, let's see. I would say my cock is when it's fully erect, I would say it's about it's about 9.5, 9.5. When I'm flaccid, it's 6 inches.
What?
Yes, when I'm flaccid. When I'm hard, it's 9.5. No.
Oh,
but
cool.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
I'm
a grower, not a shower.
6, so yeah, and you put the numbers together, it's 69.
Yeah, you go. See, now you know what I see. That's why I was destined to become a porn star, I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying. See, there you go. See, you know what I'm talking about.
Who have you worked with? Who have you, got a chance to fuck? Any
well,
big names?
Oh, well, I'm glad you said that. Well, I've had a pleasure of working with some of the names of the industry. I got to work with one scene with Skin Diamond. I did another scene in another movie with Misty Stone. I did one scene with her. I've done
worked with Misty Stone and Skin Diamond.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it easy for me? Oh, well, no. I mean, come on. As you know, Desiree, this is not an easy profession to be in. And when you work with, especially for a male performer, when you work with women as beautiful as these two women are, I mean, you got to step up your game because, you know, it's make or break time. You know that, how that is. Because if we can't deliver that money shot, I'm out of a job. So
how do you approach the set? Because I always have problems with guys that come on the set and think they're holier than thou, and they forget they're just a cock in the scene.
See, I don't act like that. See, when I go to the set, I don't act like I'm the shit, and I think, you know, my dick don't stink, even though I do cleaning, of course. But I always go there with a positive attitude. I go in there when I talk to a female performer. It doesn't matter if she's well known or not. I go and talk to her. I say, listen, what is it you like to do? How do you feel about this and that? Because you don't want to, when you go and do a scene, you want to make it look as genuine as possible. Because people can tell when a scene looks kind of like, all right, this don't look like they have good chemistry. Because chemistry is definitely important when it comes to doing a scene in porn. And you definitely know about that, Desiree.
Exactly. Chemistry is number one. And if you come off as an asshole when you first come on the set, then the scene, 99.9% is going to come off like shit, no matter how well you're good as a performer.
So my question,
have you done anal? Like, have you done double penetration?
Yes, I have.
And I thought it was great. You know, it was awesome. James, I had to step in here because you don't do double penetration. I mean, that's crazy.
No. But I didn't know. I didn't know there was someone else, another guest in the background.
You know, the secret, Des, is to make your guests have fun. Sometimes, like, what I see radio is, like I told you, nobody can see you. So it's like, even though all the time I might not be how I am on radio, but on radio I'm different because nobody can see me. So I got to make sure my personality is a little extra, you know. And I don't act like that all the time, like, you know. So I think that that's why we want you to do the same thing, like, you know. Just put a little more, like, you know, so when you're on radio, and it's just like a little more this. Like, you still you, but you might give a little more. Like, you might talk a little louder because we need to hear you, you know. And because I think on the last show, you was a little low. You was a little low.
Yeah, I was about to say in there, I think as the fake interview was going on, she was getting real good. It's just that she was a little too low. Like, if she was more, yeah. But she was getting real good, though. But it's just that, like you said, if she was a little more, like, in a more controlled voice, you know what I'm saying? Like, like, you know, this is your show, you own this, you know, and I'm in the hot seat, not you. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why those questions you asked were good. Those were good.
I'm going to tell you something, Desiree. Remember what we talked about with Karen, where she seemed like she was just kind of going ahead and taking over a little? I'm going to tell you how to shut that down. This is how you don't shut it down by saying nothing. You shut it down by coming in and owning it. Because when your co-host see that you control the show, trust me, they will fall back. Because James is on, he's a host on a lot of shows. But when he comes on my show as a co-host, just out of respect, he knows how to fall back. Because it's like, but trust me, if I wasn't stepping up, I'm pretty sure he would step up and be like, oh, wait, she ain't doing what you're supposed to do. That's when they're going to come in and just start taking over. Because they know that it's no dead air ever. So the other person is just going to start talking. But when you the host, you got to own that. And when you talking, everybody should be listening. That's how you come in. You get what I'm saying? You make them feel that this is my show, and I'm guiding the show, and this is how it's going to go. The same as I came on his show. I don't just come on there and take over. It's his show. He guides the show. And if you get on my damn nerves, I'm going to mute your mic. You get what I'm saying?
She has done that, trust me. Not to me, but she has done that.
No, but I think that's what I'm telling you, Des, is, like, you know, joke. Like, if y'all don't act right, I'm going to mute your mic. Because I'm telling you, you're in control of the show. So if you want somebody mic muted, say Mike will go mute it. So I just want you to know that the reason why it happened like that on the last show where I'm talking a lot is because your voice wasn't there. But when you come in and you different and you have some time to practice, she going to step back. Watch. I tell you, watch this week, it's going to be different. She going to kind of step back because she's like, wait a minute, because now you setting it up for her. You got a format now. Like, I don't care what other show you was on, but now we doing it this way. You get what I'm saying? So
she's not on this week, but it's Erica, but she already knows the deal,
Just know this is your thing. This is your thing. It's your thing. It's your show. And we might, what we might do, and that's what I want to talk to you about too a little bit, but we do another exercise. I might want to throw in another porn star with you guys because I think that it might be dope. So when Karen's gone, you have another person. You get what I'm saying? If she's out, you don't ever want to be like, oh, my gosh, what am I have? I got to get a guest call. If you get somebody who's maybe biweekly where they come on every other week,
yes,
I think it won't be dope.
Yes.
Because she's not here every week, but she could be there every other week. So if somebody's out, you got somebody who knows your format. You need that. And then we want to get somebody who click with you, so when they come in, they just fall in line. But just remember, they're all looking up to you. They're to lead. You got to be the leader. You got to lay the show out, what's going on. Everybody ain't jumping over here. You do it. Hold up. Time out. Hold up. We got to do announcements. We'll be back. Dollhouse Radio. You set it up. It's your thing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So let's do another introduction. Do it like you first coming on, do another introduction. James, do another music introduction.
Okay.
No, from the beginning?
Just from the beginning, like you first coming on the show. Like,
okay.
Welcome to the show. This is Two Times Back. That's a break.
Hold on 1 second. And see. Okay, all right. I got a song. I'm trying to look this up. I don't want to take too long. I swear this block talk sometimes. I just want to choke it. Choke it. Hold on, let me see. All right. Let me try this. All right, let me do this. Okay, just make believe. Maybe this is the intro.
I'm a bossy, me up with you. Ain't no service of my airline, no bow cat to too dirty. Cast the liberty. Them bow. Man on that table, me say that him bow. Gyal a clean rifle, me say that she bow. I sleep it out, and me know a gyal bow. Leave your teeth in a bottom, that means say you bow.
Now, okay, now pause it. We go, wait, hold up. When you get something like that, if you see all the music you guys are going to get, know this. You're going to have a lot of techno upbeat stuff that when you come in, you got to be like almost dancing. You're like, what's up, everybody? Like, it's like you're going to have upbeat stuff. So when you come in, it got to be, what's up, everybody? Welcome to True From the Back. Because you coming in on that type of song, you got to come in. It's a party. You get what I'm saying, Dan? Feel the mood of what your song is. If we was doing a slow song, that's late night after 12. People talking about love. Ain't nobody talking about love. We talking about porn. So, oh, God. Okay, do it one more time. Real quick.
I like that. I love this song. Dembo. All right, here we go. I love this. Taking me back. I love this. Let's go.
Dembo. Man on the table, me say that him bow. Gyal a clean rifle, me say that she bow.
Hey guys, welcome to the Truth Burning Back, where you get nothing but the truth about the adult industry and trending topics. Hi, I'm Desiree DeLuca, aka Boobzilla. My co-host Karen Fisher will not be joining us this week. She's soaking up the sun in Tahiti. Our phone lines, the phone number is 646-595-4038, and press 1 to talk. Chat room is open, you guys, so those who want to call in and ask us any questions, feel free.
Yay, I like it.
Nope.
I want you to get it to the point where you're not reading.
A little more,
because it sounds like you're reading. You want to get it to the point where you're like, what's up, you guys, 646-595-4038. You're going to learn the number. You're going to learn the number. If I was you, I would probably learn it this week. So you can just be like, 646-595-4038. Call us up, dollhouseradio.com. Like, to the point where it's going to get to the point, Des, where all this is new. You're going to know it so well that I see where you could go now. Like, tonight, it just made me more confident of what it could be.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I think it was needed because, trust me, you're not going to get everything in one show. Like, everything might not go exactly right, but we just want to make sure it's better, okay? And next week, that means you're going to be that much better. The next week, you're going to be better. And I appreciate you because you didn't have to show up tonight. And because you did show up, it says a lot that you want to do what you're doing. So
yeah.
I salute you on that. And I appreciate it because you want the help. And some people, they'll be like, I'm not doing all that. So I really like that. And that we're taking out our time, you're taking out your time. So, you know, I think that's dope. Okay, so your publicist is going to be with you this week, right?
Right.
Okay, so basically we're going to send you all the stuff you need. So you'll be guiding everything because she'll be kind of just like following you. So we'll be guiding everything for like everything you need, like songs, everything. It will be in your format. So what I'm going to have Ange do is get your format. We already have your format. We're just going to write everything in your format. That won't ever change. The only thing that's going to change, Des, is your songs. We change artists every 2 months. So those will change. So you could just erase that, basically copy it, and put other artists there. But your format would stay the same until we change something. You just add to it. You get what I'm saying? But you'll
okay.
basically have the same format. Your song list would change. That's it. So what else can we do? Is there anything else, James? Any other pointers?
Well,
let's do an outro. Let's do, like, ending the show. So ending the show, you always want to say your goodbyes of something, you know, thanking your audience for listening to you and make sure they know where to find you. So always promote your website, your Twitter,
yep.
and anything else. That's your shout-out. That's your ghetto ratchet shout-out time. You know, I would use that time. So let's do that. Do your shout-out. Tell them what show they listen to, what station, and go ahead and say goodbye. Good night. See you next week.
Okay.
Go ahead whenever you're ready. And then James, play a song after that.
I got it.
And
I
you
found
don't
her
have to
actual intro
song,
so I'm going to play the same song that she used the other night that they came
okay.
in and went out with. So I found it finally.
Okay. And you don't have to name the outro song,
no.
okay? Because it's the outro.
Okay. We want to thank everyone for tuning in to Dollhouse Radio, Truth Front and Back. I want to thank Izzy Morrow and Dollhouse Radio.
Wait, say it one more time, Des. This time, say it like you know what you're talking about, not questions. And Dollhouse Radio, we want to thank Dollhouse Radio, Truth Front and Back. Make sure y'all tune in. Say it with confidence, okay? Do it one more time.
Okay. We want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight on Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. You can follow me on Twitter, Boobzilla, XXX. You can also follow Dollhouse Radio. And I want to thank my lovely fans and my co-host Karen Fisher and Indy Morrell and my lovely PR. We will be back next week, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to give you more of the truth front and back. I am Desiree DeLuca. We will see you next week.
Des, give me more energy this time. Give me more energy. You coming, I forgot that song. You're coming in on that song. You're going out on that song.
Mm-hmm.
You just got, it's a part. They still partying with you. It's 11:30 at night, 12:30. We'll see you guys next week. Just whatever, how you talk, amp it up a little more of how you talk. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just
right.
give a little more energy.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight on the Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Boobzilla, XXX, and you can follow my lovely co-host, Karen Fisher, Sexy Karen Fisher. And you can follow Dollhouse Radio at Dollhouse Radio. We will be back next week at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Truth Front and Back, so don't miss out. Stay tuned. I am Desiree DeLuca. We will see you horny motherfuckers next week.
That's right. I want to hear that. That's what I want to hear. I've been waiting. I want to hear what you really be saying off air. That's what we want to hear. We want to hear her. You know? Say it's true. Put it like this. It's true from the back, right? That means... No, it's time to turn up. Like, you got to turn up. This show, just imagine your show is a turn-up show. It's party, fun. People might be drinking. They're having drinks. And they're waiting to hear something they don't know about porn. Or who she going to be talking about this week. Or, like, if you have some just scoop of different stuff that people don't know, like, you know, when y'all was talking about positions and this and that. Y'all want to hear real stuff. But you got to talk about it where it's exciting. You get what I'm saying? What you just said at the end, that was like, that's good, because you're talking how you talk. So just, you know, that's it. I think that you're going to be good. I don't want to, like, do too much, because I want you naturally to just do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to give you a visualization of what your show is. Your show is turn up. Your show, they expect, they get to hear you now. So they want to hear how you sound, and you want to give them, like, wow, I can't wait to turn it next week. I'm going to tune in every week because they're intrigued by, like, you know, like how you're talking. And you can't be too relaxed. You can't be like, what's up, everybody? Because it sounds like you're on the phone. Or it's like a sexy show, like one of those shows where it's like a love show where you give me love advice. That's Kenny Talk on Wednesdays. He does that. He talks all sweet to the girls. No. Mm-mm. Your show is, what's up, motherfuckers, guess what, fuck y'all, good night, see you next week. That's your show.
Yeah, and that's in they in a good mood.
Right, but that's good, because that's saying that's true from the back. If you don't like the truth, then kiss my ass.
I like that saying.
Right.
If you don't like the truth, then kiss my front to back.
Kiss my ass if you don't like the truth. If you don't like the truth, I'm going to tell you right now, you might want to turn off the radios, because we about to turn it up. I think when you do that type of show, you're going to get people talking. And people, the more you surprise people, trust me, you're going to get people. We want people to talk, Des. We want people to be like, I can't believe you want them to talk. Because if they're talking, that's great. No matter if it's bad or good. Just like last week, all those people who came, no matter if the show is bad or good, guess what, Dad? They came.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we need them to come back. Who cares if it was good or bad? They came. So we're going to get them to come back, because now they're going to get the real show. So we're not going to do nothing else. I just wanted you to do a few drills. How do you feel? Do you feel better?
Yeah, I think I feel better, yeah.
Okay. I think you sound really good, and I think if you just take what we've been doing and kind of, like, work on it by yourself, I think you're going to be good. So all week what I would do is just do it yourself. Do a little stuff yourself in the mirror, like, you know, or just say it to yourself. Practice the numbers, dollhouseradio.com, true from the back. It's going to come normal for you, you know?
Yeah, because when I was in the hospital for 3 days, I was listening to radio shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I just got out this morning, so I was like, okay, I need to escape from the hospital and do this radio show.
Are you feeling better? Are you better?
Are you feeling better?
No, I had an asthma attack, so I was not 100%, but yeah. But
wait, what happened?
Asthma.
I had an asthma attack.
Oh, no, baby. Oh, wow. Well,
yeah, so I didn't want to cancel. So I was like, let me pull through.
I'm gonna tell you something. Anything like that with your health, that comes first. And I would have understood that, because, and we all would have. We want you to be good, but we also want you to be healthy. Okay. So you just reach out and let me know. Like, you know, now that we know that you do have it, if there's ever a time, just let me know, because I don't want you, like, something happening. So I would have known, if I would have known that tonight, I wouldn't push you so much, because I know how that is. So just get some rest. Get some rest between now and Thursday. If you feel better, then that's fine, okay?
Okay.
Just get some rest. Okay. Don't worry about it. You're good, and we believe in you, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Most definitely. Matter of matter of fact, what you just said even impressed me more. For you to do what you
yes.
did and you went through what you went through, I'm even more impressed. Seriously.
Oh, girl. Oh, my God. Thank you, Des. That's crazy.
No problem. Thank you. I just,
well, we got
it was
you
just annoying
prayer.
Me being there, so I decided to leave anyway. So I just ripped the IVs out of my arm.
Right. Oh, wow.
And I'm like,
right.
fuck this shit. I'm out.
Yeah. Please get better and heal and
yeah.
just get some rest. You know,
yeah.
make
right.
sure you get good air and just get some rest and just chill out, you know. So. Mm.
Okay.
Yes,
sorry.
Okay, well, you did good tonight.
Pardon?
I said you did good tonight, so that's good, you know.
Absolutely.
But, oh, I think so. You're going to send me the whatever this instant message is
yes.
so I understand? Okay.
Yeah, so what I'll probably do is I'm going to get your email. Just text me your email. Whenever you get time, text me your email. And I'm pretty
okay.
sure Angela has it, but just text me your email. Because I'm going to send you a message. So you'll see it on
okay.
your email if you accept me, okay? And then I'll send you a message.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have Angela get all your stuff ready for your format so you can have your songs, everything in your format. So everything will be in front of you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, baby,
awesome.
Get some rest. Thank you so
yes.
much.
Yes,
all right, thank you.
Great.
Okay,
appreciate
good night.
It.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Night-night,
bye-bye.
Everybody.